have a quorum and we'll call the
meeting of the Ways and Means Committee order. We have some minutes in the packet. Come over at February 18th, Representative Davis moved the minutes from February 18th. When you discuss them, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We have the minutes of February 23rd. Representative Carlson moved those minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then we have the minutes from March 4th. Representative Holbrook, did you move?
So moved.
So moved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. And we have one bill before us today. Representative Hanson. Senior moment. We have Senate File 119, and the chair will move in that Senate File 119 be recommended to pass and placed on the general register. Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate File 119 is a bill. It's the first recommendation from the Lasard Outdoor Heritage Council to correct some of the funding issues relating to the establishment of the council after the approval by the voters of the constitutional amendment last fall. It is essentially an operating loan coming from the water recreation account that will be paid back by the constitutional amendment sales tax, which does not start to be collected until July 1st. And it also provides for the posting of information for transparency so that the public can see how the council is operating, and it is only for reimbursement, so it is not a blank check. It is for reimbursement of expenses of counselors and of the DNR staff who are providing support to the council. Also in your packet you will find kind of a summary of the potential of some of the costs and the expected costs between now and June 30th, 2009.
The questions before us, Representative Holbrook.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Hanson, according to this information sheet, some expenses have been paid. From what fund were they paid?
Representative Hanson.
Mr. Chair and Representative Holbrook, they were paid from the Game and Fish Fund, and that is also a reason why we need to be doing the bill. And I have Commissioner Meyer here, Assistant Commissioner Meyer, to describe what has happened.
Mr. Meyer, would you identify yourself for the tape, please?
Mr. Chair, members, yes, for the record, Bob Meyer, Assistant Commissioner, Department of Natural Resources. Members, Representative Holbrook, we have set aside, at the beginning of this council, November 15th, basically, we set aside $100,000 from a licensing account within the Game and Fish Fund to allow us to provide this bridge funding for the council's activities, since there was no appropriation made by the legislature last session. To date, it's been about, the total is about almost $20,000 probably, with per diem and things that have been paid lately. What this bill will allow is money to be appropriated from the water rec account to the LCC to take over that payment of those activities. We initially had some concerns using Game and Fish Fund dollars because of its transferring money from the executive branch to the legislative branch for a diversion to occur from our federal aid coordinators. They recommended that we not do that because of the Pittman-Robertson Waller parole dollars that are in the Game and Fish Fund. The federal code does not allow those dollars to be diverted to any other department except for the Game and Fish Department of that state. So we worked with the legislature to come up with a funding source that has a balance in it that will allow those activities to be funded and then paid back. But to your question, and I don't know if we can fix it here or not, in Subdivision 2, we're transferring the money back to the Water Rec account in the Natural Resources Fund. We need to create a mechanism to get that dollars from the Water Rec account back to the Game and Fish Fund for the dollars that we've already appropriated. So maybe we can work on that a little bit. I'd like to work with Representative Hanson and maybe do something on the floor, if we could do something in this committee, to make sure that we can get the money from the Water Rec account back to the Game and Fish Fund account as well. So we need to make sure that all accounts are whole to pay for these activities.
Well, Mr. Myers, go ahead, Representative Holbrook, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, go ahead, I'll follow up after.
Well, Mr. Myers, on that last point, this bill has gone through several committees already, Why wasn't that thought at least brought to the attention earlier than this?
Mr. Chair, members, I thought that we had dealt with that, but it's not here right now. So I apologize for that.
Representative Holbrook?
Well, and Mr. Chair, so from the testimony, are you telling us that the initial transfer was unlawful?
Madam Chair, members, no. We've extended those. We've paid the payments for per diem. We're paying staff costs. We're paying for parking, meals, postage, mailing, administrative sites. The concern that we have is transferring game and fish fund dollars from the executive branch to the legislative branch. Our federal aid coordinators identified that as a potential diversion which could get us in trouble. You can see the language here. And it's a different type of committee because the LaSarte Heritage Council is established within the legislative branch, but yet the legislation requires the Department of Natural Resources to provide the administration for that council. So we took it upon ourselves to identify a funding source which we were anticipated and were communicated with the council that they would be reimbursing us for those costs. But to transfer dollars from the State Department of Natural Resources to the Legislative Coordinating Commission is where that gray area that we need to stay away from starts to occur. It's where the potential diversion of funds question arises, transferring dollars from the executive branch to the legislative branch. If that's making any sense at all.
Well,
Representative Holbrook?
Chair, and Mr. Meyer, haven't you already done that if you've made these payments on this piece of paper?
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Meyer,
Representative Holbrook, we've been paying the payments from the department directly, not through the Legislative Coordinating Commission. This bill before you will transfer the funding to the LCC, which will then pay the department back for those costs that we're incurring.
And if I might, and one additional question.
Yep.
Do you have standards as far as how much you're going to pay per meal? How much, you know, what are we paying for people to go out to a nice fancy restaurant? Or are we limiting the amount of per diem available? And why aren't we using a general per diem of $55 a day like we do on most of the other committees and commissions?
Madam Chair, Representative Holbrook, excellent question. We are following the practices and procedures outlined in statute under the commissioner's plan, so everybody is reimbursed the same amount. The one thing that's a little bit different are the legislative members. They're eligible for the legislative per diem, but that's normal practice as that goes. So everything is capital specific. It's $7, $9, and $15, I believe, for dinner are the caps. The lodging, most people are staying at the Kelly Inn when they're coming down, and the mileage is the federal IRS reimbursement, and I think it's at 41.5 cents right now, perhaps. So it's everything is done just like anybody, any other advisory committee. So that's an excellent point, and thank you for letting me get that on the record.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Meyer, if I remember right, the words are the DNR shall provide administrative support for the council. So I think you were directed to do what you've done already. Don't you have the flexibility? If this bill was to pass, we've told you you need to pay the bills, if I'm not mistaken. Wouldn't you have the flexibility to reimburse if you took it from one account and now you want to take it? If this bill passes, we'll be taking it out of the water rec account.
Mr. Myers?
Mr. Chair, Representative McNamara, our discussions with the council is that in their language, there will be rider language reimbursing the department or reimbursing this account should this pass for those costs that are incurred. And moving forward, there is language that allows up to 1% of the funds to be used for administration and travel, things like that. It's the same way the language for the Environment Natural Resources Trust Fund reads for the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources. So there will be, in the future, an appropriation, hopefully, to the LCC or whoever is doing this, the LCC or the DNR or wherever that appropriation is directed to fund these activities going into the future. But we will be seeking and hope to see language that will allow those costs to be reoccurred wherever they come from, or repaid from wherever they come from.
Follow-up? Representative Holbrook?
Mr. Chair, if I might. Are you going to run into any problems with, you're basically going to advance 6 months worth of expenses, and I'm assuming for the first year of revenues, you're going to have to, well, that will be loaded into that 1% cap. Are you going to run into problems staying under the 1% the first year when you in reality will be paying 1.5 years of administrative costs? Have you run a budget on that, in other words?
Representative Hanson.
Chair, Representative Colbert. This takes us through the, I think that's a very good question. There has not been a bill introduced yet on providing for the administrative support. The council has made recommendations this morning on projects, but those subsequent issues relating to administration have not come forward. When you look at the total amount here, the most recent forecast revised the Outdoor Heritage Fund downward to about $77.2 million. And so if you take the 1% administrative cost, you have quite a sum there that when you look at the dollars that we're expending here, and this would only be for reimbursement, you are not reaching anywhere near with this seven and a half months of expenditures that started on November 15th. It's a relatively low cost so far. That, again, our reason for being here is that the legislature appropriates the money to fund these things. This bridge funding and operating loan takes us through June 30th. On a mechanism question, Mr. Chair, the concern that Mr. Meyer just brought to us was my first time hearing that, too, and we have heard this bill in the Finance Committee. We made changes there based on concerns from council. I'm a little frustrated that we're at this point right now, and I would hesitate to make the changes on the floor relating to a technical change. I guess I'd ask Mr. Meyer for some more elaboration.
And while he's thinking of that answer, Representative Hanson, I thought in the spreadsheet I saw this morning that there was a suggestion from the council of to the LCC for administrative costs. I thought it was 600 and some thousand, I thought, or three. I don't remember. The spreadsheet's up on my desk, but wasn't there some recommendation that was coming forward from the council on to LCC appropriations?
You are correct. There was an administrative cost in the recommendation that was voted on this morning, but I think the question that Representative Holbrook had was there a budget details relating to that cost, and the recommendation was a spreadsheet this morning that we received.
Okay. Representative Holbrook?
Mr. Chair and Representative Hanson, is the 1% cap on administrative costs, is that part of the constitutional language?
Representative Hanson?
Mr. Chair, Representative Holbrook, it is not part of the constitutional language. It is part of the statutory language that was passed at the very end of session last year, the statute in the Game and Fish Bill. So it is not a constitutional requirement, it's a statutory requirement.
And
Representative Holbrook?
Mr. Chair, if we advance this money, do you anticipate a need to change that 1%? In order to accommodate this additional expenditure outside of the collection period?
Representative Hanson?
Mr. Chair, Representative Holbrook, if we adopt this bill today, I don't see a need to change the 1%. This is a recommendation that, at best, would use up $86,000.
Representative Scalzi, Myers.
And Representative, and just for a little clarity, because I know this has gone through a number of committees, and there was talk early on about hiring an executive director or someone who would be serving like an executive director, and it's my understanding, and I think the record should show that exactly, is there going to be an executive director or someone who serves in a capacity like an executive director?
Representative Hanson?
Mr. Chair, Representative Scalzi, this bill in front of you, there is an acting executive director, Bill Becker, who has been doing the work, and this is reimbursing his work that has been done and will do through June 30th. The question of future staffing will come with a recommendation from the council to the legislature to determine any in the future for ongoing expenses. So this does not make any commitment for an ongoing executive director. We have an acting capacity right now, as DNR staff have to do the work. Mr. Meyer.
Mr. Chair, members, yes, Bill Becker is, for all practical purposes, acting as an ex officio DNR member whose sole responsibility is for the staffing and coordination and the success of the administrative side of the Lasard Outdoor Heritage Council. That's been working very well. We've also been covering the administrative support services with existing staff. Once we move forward, we need to determine how that's going to be done, because we need to cover positions that we have other people doing temporary assignments right now, and we're hoping to have those discussions with the council on what their wishes are and the legislature once their appropriations move forward, to make sure that there is administrative support ongoing, designated, be it as an executive director to the council or a DNR employee. That's something the legislature needs to determine what that's going to be. But our main goal is to make sure that the council is set up to operate successfully and provide great recommendations for the legislature to act on.
We have a suggestion, Representative Hansen, from legal counsel. And it is fiscal in nature, so I think we can entertain it here. Mr. Mark says, yeah, it's fiscal in nature. So maybe we can have the legal counsel to help us out and clarify that last question.
Mr. Kovac? Mr. Chair and members, a proposed amendment would be on page 1, line 12, after the period, insert a new sentence to read, if another fund has paid the expenses, comma, appropriations under this subdivision may be used to reimburse that fund. Period.
Representative Holbrook.
Mr. Chair, I'm okay with that language, but I would like to make sure that that is only for this period of time. In other words, I don't want this language sitting on the books that 3 or 5 years from now they can use for another purpose.
Ms. Novak, is that clear that it's only for this, or do we need to additional language to...
Perhaps if we add, if I can reread the sentence.
Sure, please.
If another fund has paid the expenses under this subdivision, these appropriations may be used to reimburse that fund.
Mr. Chairman, the last line there says this appropriation is available until July 1, 2009. So that gap is...
On line 1.14 of that sentence. Ms. Novak, does that take care of it, the current language on 1.14?
It appears to make the subdivision quite tight. There won't be any money after.
Representative Holberg, are you satisfied with that interpretation?
If the legal counsel is, I am.
Ms. Novak, can you read your suggested amendment again.
Page 1, line 12, after the period, insert. If another fund has paid the expenses under this subdivision, these appropriations may be used to reimburse that fund.
Mr. Chair, I would support that language.
Okay. Members, I would move that amendment, the verbal amendment that was given. We do not have copies of it. Is everyone comfortable with the language? Any objections to that? Representative Post?
I have no objections, Mr. Chair, but I don't have any problems with it. I just think when we're doing something that's so important to the people of Minnesota, and I know we don't normally have people come down and testify, but maybe just to make sure we're making everybody feel good about this, you should ask if there's anybody in the audience that has angst one way or the other on this.
Well, I think I'll take your suggestion on that, and if there's anybody that's in the audience that wishes to testify for or against this amendment as it's written, anybody that has concerns about the amendment itself. Okay, thank you, Mr. Hoppe. I see nobody approaching the witness table. With that, then, the amendments before us, I renew my motion. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. And we have the bill, Senate File 119,
Mr. Chair,
before.
Quick question.
Sure.
I'm listening, and you talked about the staff as employees. Who are they employees of? And do those costs include benefits and everything, or?
Mr. Myers?
Mr. Chair, members, our staff is Mr. Bill Becker, who's up there in the audience. He is an employee of the Department of Natural Resources, long-standing employee of the Department of Natural Resources.
So, if I might, Mr. Chair, on this piece of paper, all the staff that have been reimbursed are current employees of the DNR, and the reimbursements, do they include all employee costs or just salary?
Mr. Myers?
Mr. Chair, members, we're tracking actual time and paying all costs incurred for that position for those times. So it would be a fraction of their total compensation based on an hourly. Take their total package, what their total cost per year is, divided by 2088, which is the standard number of hours that we use, and then times that rate times the number of hours that they actually work. So.
All right. Thank you.
Other discussion on the Senate File 119? Any other discussion? If not, then the Chair will renew his motion that Senate File 119, as amended, be recommended to pass and place on the General Registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.
The meeting is adjourned.